It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We get perspective from a pastoral counselor and LGBTQ plus activist about the Colorado Springs gay nightclub mass shooting and how to reckon with hate. But first, let's kick off our year-end membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Hi there, Jennifer.
Good morning, Kate.
This is a listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, the year-end member drive, off to a great start. And think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs in 2022. Take stock, because with 2023 around the corner, you can take action and give the programs you rely on a strong, healthy start in the new year at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have a great reason for you to join this morning and make a big impact. $25,000 is going to be released when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of WPR programs by the end of the day tomorrow.
This is due to a group of generous members who have created this Giving Tuesday challenge to inspire your support of the programs that you and your entire community rely on.
This is exciting. Let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount makes a big difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio as this unique funding model, it's a two-way street, if you will, that creates a high-quality product. And so it works like this. You voluntarily contribute, and in turn, you get back programs that are accountable only to you.
It's really an amazing system. You get programs that are worth listening to precisely because you step up and support them. So make your contribution for the independent news and information right now. Help pay for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. You can do it, because at WPR, we have a core group of supporters who give month after month and year after year. They are on Team WPR, and they willingly contribute because they depend on this vital resource. You rely on WPR, too, and maybe for whatever reason, you haven't given yet.
Well, WPR relies on new donors like you to grow and help keep up the quality that you hear on air every day. Today is your day to become a member. Show your support. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month or any amount that's right for you is all it takes.
Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, a global celebration of generosity. You can get in the spirit today by making a gift for the public service that keeps you and your community informed and inspired year-round. The news, conversations, and music you value on Wisconsin Public Radio are powered by listener support. That's why your contribution now is so important. Thank you for making a difference to your community and the world by joining the Giving Tuesday movement. Donate to WPR today. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It is the year-end member drive. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support is the biggest source of funding when it comes to the WPR programs you rely on. And it's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And if you're putting it off because you're like, oh, it's going to be a hassle, it's a big deal. No, giving to WPR is easy. Just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Don't forget, we've got this generous challenge going on right now for $25,000 in challenge funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs you count on by the end of the day Tuesday.
And how about choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 800-282-5522. You'll make a difference for WPR, and you'll provide hunger relief to people in your immediate community.
And we want to give a special shout out to sustaining members who make ongoing monthly gifts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. Today might be the day that you decide to increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. You do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Kathleen in Clintonville, says, I like to know the truth and am inquisitive about the world I inhabit. WPR provides objective information. Kathleen, thank you so much for your support. Join Kathleen at WPR.org and thank you for your support. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now, reckoning with hate, reflecting on the gay nightclub mass shooting in Colorado Springs as vigils were held around Colorado yesterday. Club Q has been described in media accounts as a safe space, a sanctuary for two decades to the LGBTQ community. Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to talk. Paula Stone Williams is a founding pastor of a church in Boulder, Colorado. She is focused on gender equity, LGBTQ advocacy, and religious tolerance. We last spoke about her memoir, As a Woman. Paula, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
No, it's good to be back with you today.
When you heard the news, how did you process it? What has gone through your head?
You know, I actually had an odd response to it. I had just awakened in San Francisco. I was speaking there that day. And I thought of Shakespeare's Macbeth thing, life is but a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Because that was a part of a speech that I was to give that day. And it just hit me how maddening this is. This is not the first time I've had to totally rewrite a speech on a Sunday morning based on a shooting of queer people the night before, and just shouldn't be that way. You begin to wonder, is there any real hope for healing?
Is there any real hope for healing? What do you tell your parishioners who look to you for answers?
You know, I tell them it's really about two things. It's always been about two things. It always will be. It's about proximity and narrative. We cannot withdraw from those who do not see life in the same way we do. We've got to keep in close proximity to them. And then we've got to be willing to tell our stories and to listen to the stories of others. I try to do that routinely. I get paid a lot of money to speak for an hour at universities, but I pay my own way to very conservative Christian universities because I know they're not going to have a chance to meet someone like me or to hear my story. And if we don't stop the rhetoric, we're not going to get there. And so I think by telling our stories to one another, by listening to one another, by placing ourselves in close proximity is really the only way that we can bring about an end to this madness. And that's not high tech. It's the way that we've had to be doing this, you know, for generations.
When you talk about their stories, I keep thinking back to these five victims who were killed at Club Q and something that happened by the police chief. The victims' families had provided the names and pronouns of their loved ones, and they identified pronouns, which is not common at, you know, these times when a police chief gets up to the lectern and names the deceased. How did you feel about that?
Well, I was surprised because it's Colorado Springs, which is, in fact, on the Front Range of Colorado, the most conservative city. There are a lot of Christian evangelical institutions that are headquartered there. So I was very encouraged by that. I see that routinely here in Boulder County. I see it routinely here in the Front Range of Colorado, but not so much in other parts of the nation, particularly where I grew up in Ohio or Kentucky or West Virginia.
Where does the hatred of LGBTQ plus people come from?
You know, I believe that we are always frightened of things we do not understand. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Haidt, in his marvelous book, The Righteous Mind says people will change their minds, but not unless information comes to them in a non-threatening way. And we have an environment that keeps explaining everything in threatening ways. And as long as we are filled with fear, we're not going to be open to hearing new information. And we are, the LGBTQ plus population, a small percentage of the population. Trans folks are 0.58% of the population. Even with gay, trans, all of us together, it's 5% of the population. And so we are a minority. You know, we take a look in the South, for instance, and we know who's driving a lot of the anti-transgender laws. And often it's people who've had no contact with someone who's out as a transgender person.
How present or constant is the fear of violence that you and others in the community face? Or you know, what is that threat like?
Not this past Thanksgiving, but the previous Thanksgiving in 2021, I woke up in the morning to a whole bunch of texts. I mean, a plethora of texts that were hate texts that had been coordinated from states close to you and from Canadian provinces close to you. And, you know, that's frightening. It's Thanksgiving morning. You really think this is all you have to do with your time is to say terrible things about me and to tell me I should not exist in the face of the earth. It's frightening. I am a fairly public figure, so I receive a lot of hate mail, and I've done 4chad talks that have been very popular. And you know, you look at the comments on them. Well, you don't look at the comments on those. The thing that surprises me is that people don't see the connection between the hateful rhetoric and the action. Yes, when you publicly provide all this hateful rhetoric, as so many do, and then you expect that people are not going to act on that. There are a lot of unbalanced people in the world.
Reverend Paula Stone Williams, reflecting on the mass shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs, how to confront hate. Join in 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We make space to reflect on the massacre at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs and how to address hate in America. Now let's discuss our year-end membership drive that is officially underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm with Jennifer Dargan. It is the year-end member drive, and it's your chance to support the programs that you count on every day on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch, informed, and inspired. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2023.
And we want to make sure you know about our special two-day Giving Tuesday challenge. A group of generous members will give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs that you count on.
It is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation is so important. Be one of the 500 people that is going to help meet this challenge before the end of the day tomorrow. Join the Giving Tuesday challenge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're talking about the Colorado Springs nightclub shooting with a pastor whom we've had on our show before, bringing such valuable insight on how to heal from hate, how to be allies to the LGBTQ community in our state right here in Wisconsin. These are valuable. These are critical conversations as we try to make sense of the world. You count on them from The Morning Show.
And WPR is listener supported. So that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes topics like these possible every day. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Whether you've given before or you're making your first ever donation, sign up for ongoing monthly gifts.
You can choose an amount that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It only takes a few minutes And once it's set up, your support for the programs that you value is always current.
Since 2010, WPR members have provided more than 400,000 meals through food bank thank you gifts. Join together with your fellow WPR members this drive to provide hunger relief to people in your community. Ask for one of the food bank gifts with your donation of $10 or $20 a month. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
Right, $10 or $20 a month. Think about what you spend $10 on, maybe books or games or maybe apps on your phone. These are all the things that make your day better. And just like Wisconsin Public Radio makes your day better. And with your gift of $10 a month, you can make a difference for the public service that you rely on.
When you support WPR, you join a community of 50,000 people who give what they can for the programs they value. So join in now. Give $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you. Every gift is powerful at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with tomorrow being Giving Tuesday, we've got a Giving Tuesday challenge in effect. When 500 people make a gift for WPR by the end of the day tomorrow, $25,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs that you rely on.
I love that. And heard from Emily in Saxon, who says, I learn so much from listening to WPR programs and know I'm broadening my worldview every time I turn on the radio. Emily, thank you so much for your support. Join Emily at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We turn our attention to the LGBTQ nightclub massacre in Colorado Springs as the suspect is being held on murder and hate crime charges. One photo captured by ABC News, it shows a person at the makeshift memorial near Club Q holding a rainbow flag that says, Love Trumps Hate. Join in now, 800-642-1234. Conversation, 800-642-1234. Paula Stone Williams is one of the founding pastors of Left Hand Church in Boulder and stays with us. Paula, how can people counter the messages of hate that circulate against the LGBTQ community?
I do think it starts by being an ally, by being someone who's willing at your own initiative to speak up and say, these are folks just like us trying to live their lives just as we are. But I don't think that we accomplish what needs to be done just by being allies. I think we have to move to the next step. And the next step is to become apprentices, to go to those who are a part of the minority community and say to them, what do you need me to do? What do you need me to use my position for to accomplish things that are good, that are positive? And I think the most important thing people can do right now is to talk about someone they know from the LGBTQ plus community and talk about them as being a normal human being, as just being like them. And that, I think, gets us further than anything else. Again, back to those two things, it's proximity and narrative. If I'm regularly hearing from someone who has friends who are transgender or who are a part of the LGBTQ plus community, then it is easier for me to understand that these are, in fact, just regular folks trying to live their lives.
Let's bring on a caller, Daja, joining us from Eau Claire this morning. Daja, hi. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm a trans trucker lady, and I'm traveling the country, you know, for the last 3 months, trying to make some good money, finally. And I stopped by the Wisconsin Information Center down by Illinois, and I asked about Madison. I wanted to go visit, and I was wondering if they had any LGBTQ, you know, community there. And the information person didn't know, and she said to look it up. So I did, and there was over 35 LGBTQ-owned businesses there.
So how did that make you feel?
oh gosh, a bit betrayed. Mm. You know, I'm an American, and why wouldn't my community be a part of general information?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As you drive across the country, does that sentiment hold in other places you visit? Do you encounter that?
Yeah, there's a lot of ignorance about LGBTQ folks in general, especially how to treat a trans woman or a trans person. A lot of cis folks tend to out us, you know, like, and they think that's okay if they see our transness to comment on that without our permission. But what I'm also seeing is a lot of generosity, despite my transness and my mm-hmm. panness. I'm also pansexual. But, you know, I've had other truck drivers who are cisgender and probably heterosexual install my CB radio and give me food, mm-hmm. help me back into spots. And my panness or transness isn't ever an issue.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Paula, go ahead.
I'm hoping that we see significant change. I was invited to Los Angeles, to Hollywood, just a couple of weeks ago to speak with current writers of current television shows about how to present the trans community. And it was delightful talking with those folks because we are, in fact, normalizing the fact that we exist. And that we are moving in the right direction. If you take a look at the millennial generation or Gen Z, you see massive shifts from my generation, the baby boomers, or even from Gen X. People are becoming more and more accepting. But also, when you're fearful, it is in fact that time that is the most frightening. And so that's still what we're seeing take place as fear drives so many of our actions. I would love to see instead hope mm-hmm. driving our actions, just as your caller was just saying, that hope that people will reach out and be good and kind to one another.
Paula, take care, and thank you for joining us.
It's good to be with you again, Kate. Thank you.
Paula Stone Williams, one of the founding pastors of Left Hand Church in Boulder, author of As a Woman. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee Bucks are off to a roaring start with the second-best record in the league. We check in with the Bucks play-by-play announcer. Now let's get up to speed on our year-end membership drive that is officially underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan, and we're here to say your support is vital. Vital to all the programs on WPR. It's the largest source of funding. So take a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your donation can go even farther when you give right now, because $25,000 will be released when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of WPR programs by the end of the day tomorrow.
That's right. A group of generous members have created this Giving Tuesday challenge to inspire your support of the programs that you and your entire community rely on.
So join in. Let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On The Morning Show, you hear from policymakers, you hear from experts all across the spectrum of ideas, and they're here to answer questions on a wide variety of state, national, and international topics.
You probably tune in every Monday for the State Capitol Report. We cover legislative sessions, state elections, state budget issues, the Supreme Court, and you hear from your lawmakers, and we bring you hour-long book conversations with authors who take us deeply into the issues of our time.
Indeed, we cover a whole lot of ground every week, and you're part of that as a listener, as a caller, and as a contributor. Support this valuable source of information and this access to great guests with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And how much do you need to become a member of Wisconsin? Wisconsin Public Radio? Well, that is up to you. As a donor, you get to decide how much to give. Maybe $100 or $200 is the right amount for you.
And that might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, things you enjoy that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation for this year-end member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. The WPR programs that you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. And your contribution of, say, $10 a month or $100 a month or whatever amount you set it at, it makes a difference for our entire community.
It does, and you can help WPR stay strong as we enter 2023. You can become a first-time donor or make an extra year-end gift to support the programs that you value. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, so here's the deal. A group of generous members will give $25,000 in challenge funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs that you count on by end of day tomorrow, Tuesday.
If we heard from Lillian in Stevens Point, who says, I've grown up on WPR, and it's been such a rich source of learning and entertainment. I want to make sure that everyone has a chance to enjoy the program. Be like Lillian.
I love that. Your gift right now is so important now and through the years, as Lillian points out, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now, what a pleasure to have the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks back on our program. And I love to see the words Go Bucks on city buses as they drive by. Don't you love that? Join in with your Bucks predictions, your questions, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Lisa Byington is the Bucks TV play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin, the TV home of the Bucks. Lisa, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know, the Bucks have had a really good start, best start in team history, winning their first eight games. They've since lost a couple of games, but, you know, have the second best record in the NBA. First of all, what is the team doing well this year?
You know, I think it starts with defense, quite honestly. You know, in the off season, they looked at some defensive challenges that they had the previous year, and maybe in the playoffs. They've adjusted their 3-point defense against opponents. And quite frankly, as an example, on Friday when they played Cleveland, you know, they were trailing, Kate, by 16 points and really turned things around in the third quarter. And it all started with their defense, you know, creating turnovers, leading to fast break buckets. And so it might not be, you know, to say defense is the best thing that they're doing right now might not be the sexy answer that everybody likes to hear about. You know, the offense is certainly there. And but I would say at the beginning of the year, probably the offense is trailing the defense a little bit. So as not as sexy of an answer as it is, but defensively, you know, they always say defense wins championships. So so maybe that will be the case by the end of this season.
Well, on defense, I mean, Brook Lopez is looking healthy, and it seems to be having a lot of synergy there with Giannis. Are we looking at some best defense players of the year, perhaps?
Well, you know, he's certainly got his name in the hat, you know, and to take it another level, you know, just the other night, Marcus Johnson on the air had said he felt like Brook Lopez, not only defensively, but we've seen some offensive outbursts from him as well, that he's playing like an all-star. But certainly, you know, I mean, he's leading the league in blocks per game. You know, he just had, I think, four last night. The timing of it, you know, he's agile for a 7-footer for sure. And when I talk about some of the defensive adjustments, you know, they're funneling it back to him, and he's healthy. And he only played 13 games, let's not forget, last year. You know, he was out with back surgery, came back towards the tail end of the year. But this is the first time in about 2 years that he's been able to, you know, knock on wood, be able to play a full season. And we certainly see the difference. You know, he's kind of like the safety net, so to speak. You know, everyone has talked about if they get beat by their player, they always know that Brook has their back, right? he's the last line of defense. So it's been fun to watch that synergy, especially defensively.
How about rebounding? I mean, Bucks top rebounding team in the NBA right now. I just looked at that this morning. How is that serving them?
Well, it gives them, and especially offensive rebounding, it gives them some second opportunities. So, you know, it was about a month ago where Mike Budenholzer, you know, at practice and shoot around was emphasizing to the guys, like, look, you know, we're good shooters and we're good scorers, and that's eventually going to come. But in the meantime, if we're missing shots, let's get that second shot, you know, and let's produce some offense that way. So I think especially it's been, you know, not only on the defensive side, you know, to keep opposing teams off of the boards and keep them from getting second chance opportunities. But on the flip side, I think the important thing is that, you know, really early in the season, the Bucks have done a great job just pursuing the basketball on the offensive side. So offensive rebounding, second chance points has been one of the keys to their success early on.
Bucks have been dominating at home this season as well, but now they're going to hit the road for a bunch of games. How do they replicate their home Pfizer feel on the road? How do they look like that on the road?
Yeah, I think it's just a system that they play that should not change whether, you know, you're playing at home or whether you're playing on the road. And the beauty of this is that, you know, these are professionals and they're the second oldest team in the league. So going on the road, no matter where it's going to be, you know, we head over to Madison Square Garden on Wednesday. You know, all those people except for like a Marjon Beauchamp, who's a rookie, has played at the Garden before. So, you know, this is a championship team. Like I said, it's the second oldest team in the league. So going on the road, they're not going to be fazed by something like that.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks' phenomenal start this season with Lisa Byington, the team's play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. So, Lisa, let's talk Giannis. Averaging more than 30 points a game this season, had, you know, led all scorers with 30 points last night. What is it like to be in his orbit?
Well, it certainly is an honor to be able to call his games night in and night out. And the thing that's mind-blowing is that he's averaging a career high. You mentioned that he had 30 last night. He's averaging, you know, 30-plus already. That's a career high for him. And yet he still has so many ways to improve. And that's what's mind-boggling about the whole thing is that, you know, his numbers are explosive. His numbers are still the best in the NBA. And yet he still can do better at the free throw line. He still can do better, you know, and shoot more mid-range and three-point shots. And he knows that. He'd be the first to tell you that. So that's what is mind-blowing and exciting all at the same time about Giannis's game. And Kate, I'll just share with you two favorite Giannis stories that I had from calling the team last year in year number one for me. And it had nothing to do with setting records or anything like that. It was all about who Giannis was. And the first one was New Year's Day, and the Bucks were playing New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis had a triple double, and on the possession where he got his final assist, that was his 10th assist to get the triple double. The next time down, he knew he didn't have to pass it up. So he kept the ball to himself. He dribbled up really to kind of like the top of the key, pulled up, hit a three-pointer, and he starts walking back. And, you know, if you could see me right now, and I know your radio audience is not, but, you know, it's like he kind of made like he was flying, right? He had his arms outstretched, and he's kind of doing this wobble
yep.
back down the court. And it was that five-serve form. So, of course, the crowd's going nuts. And I just said, like, this is his night. This is his year, you know, because it was New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about that, why that is one of my favorite memories, is you because you just saw the joy that he has. He's a multimillionaire, and yet he plays with such joy of still like a 7 or 8 year old Giannis. Mm-hmm. And then my other favorite memory was when he scored 50 points, and it was against the Pacers again at home. And he had 48 points, and he was on the left side of the key, and he did this step back jumper, and it got him to 50. And what he did is he put up five fingers and then made a zero, so 5-0. And it was just so subtle, and he was running back, but he knew right where the camera was. So he put 5-0, like right in front of the camera, and kind of smiled as he's like trotting back. And I just laughed because it just shows his awareness and his IQ. So what I love, as you put it, and being in his orbit, is the joy that he continuously plays. He's one of the hardest workers that I know. And just his IQ and awareness, and beyond everything else, it's obvious on the basketball court. To me, those are some of the things that make him special.
He's also been talking about and grappling with having the spotlight being on Giannis like 24/7. And how do you manage that expectation on the court, that GOAT status? How does that manifest for him in daily life and on the court? How do you see that playing out?
Well, it's something that not, you know, 99% of the population can't relate to, you know. quite honestly, right? I mean, he's in a stratosphere that we can only dream to be about. So that's what makes him special, is when you can perform when the lights are brightest, when all the eyeballs are on you and all the expectations are through the roof. That's what history makers are, and that's who Giannis is. He's a special basketball player who's a history maker with hopefully a lot more history left to come here in Milwaukee.
Short on time, but as we wrap up, do you have any predictions to leave us with? Will the Bucks win another championship this year?
I don't do predictions, Kate, but it is my hope, of course. It is my hope and the hope of the city of Milwaukee that we are celebrating once again with a parade downtown once again. And I will say this. We certainly, like I said, we have the veteran leadership. We have enough championship players on this team. We have, in my eyes, you know, one of the best, if not the best player in the league right now and in the world. And so all the ingredients are there, Kate, for that to happen. We just have to see if it'll play out.
Really quickly, though, any weaknesses that the Bucks need to work out here as they, you know, head into full on in this season?
Yeah, their offense needs to get better.
Okay.
Their offense needs to catch up to their defense. So they have incredible shooters on this team. And I think that's the exciting part, right, is – you know, with illness and injury and stuff, and we haven't really seen a full roster yet, and we haven't really seen the full capability of this offense yet. And so they're the second best record in the Eastern Conference, and so that's the exciting part, is that they haven't played up to their potential yet, especially offensively. So more good things to come.
We'll be watching. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Lisa Byington is the Bucks TV play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin, the TV home of the Bucks. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show, and it is the year-end membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Join in and support the programs you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're just joining us, you might not have heard yet that today is the start of a special two-day Giving Tuesday challenge. A group of generous members will give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs you count on.
It is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you, that engage you, and engage the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation right now is so important. Be one of the 500 people to meet this challenge before the end of the day tomorrow. Join in the Giving Tuesday celebration right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ah, what a blast to reconnect with the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, the play-by-play announcer Lisa Byington. You never know who will show up on the morning show and give us great analysis, great context. You know, these are the kinds of conversations that you count on from the morning show.
And WPR is listener supported, so that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes everything you hear on the morning show every day possible. So here's what you do. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And this member drive, you can provide hunger relief in your area. So ask for a food bank thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more today. And thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and the WPR programs you love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How often did you turn to Wisconsin Public Radio last year for essential news and quality entertainment?
I have WPR on the app on my phone. I have it on a bookmark on every browser and every computer. And I have it in every radio in my house and, of course, in the car. It's always there.
Every single day.
Every day. Listen in the morning with my daughter on the way to daycare.
Daily. Every day, at least.
WPR is an important part of your life, year-round, and your contribution now is what makes all of the information and inspiration you'll enjoy next year possible. Have an impact. Give now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I love to hear where WPR goes. It is the year-end member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And it's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It does alone, just by itself, that gift. But now, today, you can make a greater impact when you give. $25,000 is going to be released when 500 people, and that's including you, make a gift in support of WPR programs by the end of the day tomorrow.
And a group of generous members have created this Giving Tuesday challenge to inspire your support of the programs that you and your entire community rely on.
Let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might spend a few dollars a month on a TV streaming or movie subscription service and think about paying for your WPR usage, though, that same way, right? After all, you tune in every day for information and entertainment.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. Maybe that's comparable to, you know, what you pay for your Hulu or your Disney Plus subscription. Maybe it's even a better deal. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And be mindful that our Giving Tuesday challenge is in effect. When 500 people make a gift for WPR by end of day tomorrow, $25,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs you rely on.
And if that's not enough to encourage you, you can provide hunger relief in your area. You can ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts for your donation of $10 or $20 a month. Do it right now. It starts with your contribution, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Saroy in Nina says, no news channel comes close to WPR for fair reporting. Saroy says, I am thankful. Denise in Cudahy says, I've listened every day for 20 years. WPR is listener supported. Your gift is powerful at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.